Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Continuing our conversation that I started yesterday, just talking about Thanksgiving, not just a holiday, but let's make it a lifestyle. And missed the first part of that, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today, and catch that 14-minute program. But we were basing that off of Psalm chapter 50, verse 23. It says, "The sacrifice that honors me is a thankful heart." And we just shared some things about why we offer God Thanksgiving. And so I hope you'll check that program out if you missed it. But I want to continue talking about how we can make Thanksgiving not just a holiday in November, but a lifestyle. And the thing I want to talk to you today about is how can I show my thanks? How can I show my thanks? And, you know, I think sometimes we think maybe it's amazing at Christmas how generous people are. And it is great to bless people financially and with gifts and things like that. But, you know, there's ways throughout the year that we can do that. And one of the simple ways is just simply singing from our heart. Singing from our heart. I know a lot of people that love Christmas music. And I got to be honest with you, it's a little obnoxious for me when they started doing it in October this year on one of the local radio stations. Normally they wait till November 1st. And this year they even started doing it in October. And I guess I'm a little bit of Scrooge, but I like to enjoy Thanksgiving. So I don't listen to any Christmas music till after Thanksgiving's over. And now I've been cranking it out when, you know, it became actually, I kind of waited till December 1st, that's Sunday. And then I'm like, all right, it's officially December. Let's do it. And I've been loving Christmas music. I bought a Christmas CD by Danny Gokey at his concert in Lexington a few weeks ago and had a great interview with him back in October. If you missed that, I want to encourage you to go check out that interview at hopeishere.today. It's hopeishere.today. I believe it was around October 19th, 18th, somewhere in there. But you can find that very easily on our website, hopeishere.today. But, you know, Psalm chapter 147, verse 7 says, "Sing out your thanks to him. Sing praises to our God." One of the things I love, childhood memories, is my mom singing. And neither one of us really have the gift of music, but we're singing to God. And so, but I can remember her singing hymns as I was growing up. And then we went to Whitesburg Baptist Church in Huntsville, Alabama. And they had a great music department there. And they made a couple of albums of worship music and things. And I can remember her singing songs off of that and playing that growing up. And for those of you that are parents or grandparents, man, make no mistake about that. That has impact on your kids. They remember that stuff. I was in Huntsville, Alabama from ages 6 months old to 6 years old when we lived there in Alabama. And so just remember that. That does make an impact. And there's so much great music out there. I don't care what you like, whether you like Southern gospel or you like contemporary music, you like rap, I mean, rock. I mean, there's all types of Christian music now. One of the songs I really liked that my middle brother Mike shared with me last month was a song by Hillsong called "There's Another in the Fire." And man, just a great, great song reminding us, like with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were thrown in the fiery furnace, that they saw another figure. And of course, it was Jesus. He was with them. And just go to YouTube, and there's so much great music, and you can listen to that. Spotify, obviously, there's all types. But another way is by thanking God in prayer. How do we show thanks and model a Thanksgiving as a lifestyle, not just a holiday once a year? It's by thanking God in prayer. Psalm chapter 105, verse 1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord and pray to him." Now, I know you're saying, "Greg, okay, this is Christianity 101. But let's be honest. How many times do you really just spend dedicated in prayer? Now, I know that we're good at when we see the flashing blue lights and we think, oh, my goodness, are we getting pulled over somebody else on New Circle Road? That, yeah, our prayer life goes up big time then, doesn't it? But I'm talking about just really saying, you know, hey, I'm going to turn off my phone, the TV, the music, and I'm talk radio even, and I'm just going to spend some time in conversation with God. I mean, really, that's all prayer is. It's just a conversation with God. And I think it's amazing. It's awesome. And one of the reasons why we should be so thankful that the very one that gave us breath today wants to have a personal relationship with us and have a conversation, and that God listens to us. But the big question is, do we listen to him? He loves to speak to us. One of the best Bible studies I've ever done is Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby. And he talks about the ways that we can experience God. He has these seven realities, but one of those seven is, he says that God speaks to us through his word, the Bible, of course, through the Holy Spirit, which Jesus said before he left that he would leave a counselor, the Holy Spirit, also through circumstances and through other people. And so I just want to encourage you to ask God to show you today where he's working your life. Maybe on the way to work in the morning, instead of listening to, you know, your favorite music or ESPN or whatever it is you listen to, is maybe to spend some time with God, talking to him, having a conversation with him, and then giving him a chance to talk to you. Or maybe it's your mid-morning break at work. Maybe if you work from home, you just say, hey, you know, I'm going to, when this Hope Is Here is over, I'm just going to spend some time talking with God. But he loves to speak to his kids, and it's just a way that we can model Thanksgiving as a lifestyle and not just a holiday. Another reason why we need to have a lifestyle of just being thankful is because of all that God has done in our lives. I mean, Psalm chapter 52, verse 9 says, I will thank you, God, forever for what you have done. And friends, if God didn't do anything else for us other than just send his son, Jesus Christ, I mean, that would be enough. That would be enough. And I'm as guilty as anybody. I get consumed sometimes with wanting nicer things and nicer clothes and a car and to go on a nice vacation. And yet God's been showing me over the past couple of years that, you know, not all those things are necessarily needed. And yes, God, Greg, I love to bless you. I love to bless my children, but there's a difference in wants and needs. And as we talked about in the first program, if we've got food to eat, clean water to drink, clothes to wear, transportation, I mean, we're blessed. We've got family and friends on top of that. I mean, you're blessed. We're so blessed. We have so much to be thankful for. But even if God hadn't done any of that, just by sending his one and only son, Jesus, so that we could have a personal relationship with God and never be separated from him, if we surrender our one and only lives to him, that would be reason enough to give God thank you and live a lifestyle of thanksgiving, realizing that all this is just a dress rehearsal here on earth. It's all temporary. Psalm chapter 148, verse 5 says, let all things praise the name of the Lord, because we were created at his command. Man, that is powerful right there. Let all things praise the name of the Lord, because we were created at his command. Psalm 148, verse 5. Lots of other great verses in Psalm that remind us of who God is and why we should be thankful. And Psalm 9, verse 14 says, I will praise you and rejoice because you saved me. We just talked about that. Psalm 118, verse 21, I praise the Lord for answering my prayers. I want to ask you about that. That's something that I've not done a good job at, and as far as just remembering all the prayers that God's answered for me. Instead of thank you, so many times I'm just on to the next thing. And getting, when we're on that treadmill of life, that's easy to do, isn't it? Yet, the verse just reminds us there, I will praise the Lord for answering my prayers. I just want to encourage you to think back just this year, what prayers God has answered for you, how he's provided. It's so cool just to see Megan that I work with at the radio station. God's provided where she's got to go to Jamaica on not one, but two mission trips. And it's just been totally God, because trust me, there's not big money in radio. And yet God has blessed her to go and do mission work, not once, but twice this year. And it's just so cool to see how God answered her prayer, especially for this second trip, just how things fell in place. And I look back over my life, think how many times God has provided things for me. I think I've shared this before, but God provided a car for me this year through somebody. Had the two guys living with me, and we were all trying to share my car, and just overwhelming. And a guy just called me and asked me, said, "Do you have any needs?" And I thought, well, I actually do. I can't believe I'm going to ask, but he asked. So we had lunch, and I shared with this guy, and God's really blessed him. And he just picked up the phone and called somebody, and I got blessed with a car that it's just great. Gets a lot better gas mileage. It was half the age of the other one I had. They had 202,000 miles, and it rides well, and the body's great on it. And I was like, well, thank you for helping with that. And he's like, no, it's good. And when I went to pick it up, the guy at the dealer said, no, you're taken care of. You don't owe anything. And friends, I need to be reminded of that, and I share that to you, that maybe you need a car right now. And Bible says we have not because we ask not. And Psalm chapter 16, verse 7 says, I will praise the Lord because he guides me. And he can guide you and bless you. And I think it all starts out of a spirit of thanksgiving. And you think about how much does God love me? And Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14 says, we were spiritually dead because of our sins and our sinful nature. But God gave us new life with Christ. He forgave all our sins and canceled the record that contained all the charges against us. He took it and destroyed it by nailing it to Christ's cross. I love that. When it talks about the part after the first sentence where we were spiritually dead because of our sins and our sinful nature, we all know that. We all or selfish to some degree. Then the next word it says, but God gave us new life with Christ. And I want to remind you, but God in your life today, that God wants to forgive you. He wants to help you. He wants to bless you. The Bible says that we are the head and not the tail. And some of you need to be reminded, you feel like you're the tail all the time, and those are lies straight from the enemy. Straight from the pit of hell. And yet God says that we are made in his image. And he loves to bless his children. Jesus talked about, you know, what would a father do with his son if he asked him something? Instead of giving him egg, he gave him a snake. He says, how much more would your heavenly father want to bless you when you ask? So the Lord loves to bless his children, but I think it really starts first out of an attitude of gratitude and being thankful and praising God. The Bible says we're supposed to thank him in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. And that's when you really start to grow and mature in a believer, when you can do that part where it says in all circumstances. Not some, not most, but in all circumstances. And if Sherry Matherly can do that with being shot in the head and left to die, I think most of us can do it with whatever we're dealing with. And I just tell you, it changes everything. Your health, your heart, your mind. You would be blessed just by having a thankful heart. Well, thanks for joining us today. We'll continue our conversation about living a lifestyle of thanksgiving on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.